am at the horniest part of my menstrual cycle? You know when you just want somebody to hit it with a spoon? A big spoon. You know, maybe a serving spoon or a ladle. Not a teaspoon, that would get lost in there. I have quite low self-esteem, but somebody recently called me a fox. They said I was a fox. And I said, shut up, I'm not a fox. Shut up. And then I thought, maybe I am a fox. Thanks. Maybe I am a fox. In that I regularly eat out of bins. I sometimes refer to myself as a reverse Hulk. Do you remember the Hulk? Yeah, the Hulk. Yeah, I'm a reverse Hulk. Because I burst out of clothes and then get mad. I recently decided to treat myself to some posh shampoo. When I buy shampoo, I normally just buy whatever's on offer. 3 for $2, 2 for $1, 9 for $5, whatever. But I decided to treat myself to some posh shampoo, so I went into a posh shampoo shop. And I was standing looking at the big wall of shampoo and a member of staff came over and I thought, oh, that's why I don't normally go in these shops because now I have to have a conversation. And she said to me, what do you struggle with? Now, looking back, I think she meant my hair. But I just said, anxiety. My weight. And today, thrush. But I looked at what was on offer, and this is how they sell to women, isn't it? It's always judgmental or there's an insult involved. I looked at the options, and they have quite rude questions. Are you dry? Like, I'm 42, but things are going quite well down there, I'll let you know. Are you difficult to manage? Damn right I am. She said, do you struggle with your volume? So I said as loud as I could, I just want fucking clean hair. But I mentioned my period before. I always feel really uncomfortable talking about my period, and I know that you guys do as well. I just don't care. But it annoys me that I feel so uncomfortable because we're sort of led to believe that we should be ashamed of it. We're conditioned to think that way. And even when I buy sanitary pads or tampons, I get embarrassed by it. And I think that's annoying to me. And actually, tampons. I don't know why I said tampons. What about this says tampons? Tampons are for women who definitely know which hole does what down there. I am not that woman. I know which one I have the sex in because I know which one I definitely don't have the sex in. But when I buy my sanitary pads, I just make out like they're for something else. I just say to the cashier, like, oh, just defrosting me freezer. I was in the car recently and I had the radio on and a song came on, a pop song. So I don't know who it is. I liked it. It was some girl band or another. And I noticed in the song that every lyric, every line they sang was very breathy. Everything they said was very breathy. And I used to work in a recording studio. That's the sort of thing that we would cut out, the sort of, before people say anything. It sounded really odd to me. And then I thought, you know, I'm in my 40s. Maybe this is sexy these days. Maybe this is what people do for sexy. So I thought I'd give it a try. So my husband was away and I was at home and he rang. And I answered and I said, how's your day been, love? And he said, are you in the bedroom? And I thought, oh my God, it's working. And I said, what made you say that? And he said, you sound like you've just gone up the stairs. That's my time. You guys have been so lovely. Thank you very much. Good night.
Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hall from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Bears, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Yeah! Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. And as you might have, I was going to start coming out of the silly season, before the silly season. But again, I have been in silly season mode, I suppose, since October. So am I really coming out of it, or what's happening? I don't think so. I think I'm just still in the silly season myself. But before it comes to the big C word, before, you know, the thing that starts in December, which is next week, I'm just still carrying on with all my themed kind of shows. I've kind of got into this mojo of themed shows, and last week's was, of course, was the Australia from my good friend Tony Moldenhauer, Grizzly, Mr. Grizzly. And the reason I played all the Australian stuff, it's he picked them, and it's Australian Music Month over there anyway. So I've been playing it November, and I've continued with the theme, because before that we had all the Irish locals only type of thing, which I'll probably do more of that as well in the new year. And there's a lot more I've missed out on as well, so I must get them involved in it too. But at the minute, I've completely decided to keep going with a theme thing. And as you all know, or may not know, and if you don't know, you will know after this, I am a painter and decorator. And being that I'm a painter and decorator, I decided to go with songs with colours in them. See? Fell on Black Days. See? There's the black in it. And as you will hear throughout the show as to what I've decided to go with. And then for the month of December, it's going to be a kind of free-for-all. So there'll be a lot more. There won't be, possibly won't be any themed stuff in it. But who knows? I could change my mind before next week. And you could get more of that as well. So at the minute, there's none. No themed. This is the last of the themed for a while. And so it will change maybe next month when I decide that I haven't done enough of work. And that I have to do it now. And this is what's happening. Anyway, yes, you are listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show. And the show is themed. And as I said, if you would like to be part of picking a theme maybe for after Christmas, you could do that, because the madness of Christmas will be coming up. So you can do it, and you get me on guitarstoney1969@gmail.com, or you can get me on Faceache, you can get me on Spotify, Castbox, Instagram, all them different places. I'm there, and you can pick up the show on that, and you get me at liamburkshow.com as well. Do check it out, and if you feel so inclined, why not send me your themed, many times can I say themed in a show, send me your list of songs that you'd like to hear, and we can do maybe a show for you. But in the meantime, here is CCR with Green River. There you go, CCR with Green River, continuing the theme of paint, I suppose, as in I'm a painter, and the theme of all the songs this week is colours. A bit like this one from my good friend Tina, and I have one for Frank coming up as well. Tina McKenna, this is for you, and Frankie, yours is coming up next. Here you have Pearl Jam with Yellow Ledbetter.
Thank you. Hi, this is Bradley Cooper, and you're listening to
the Liam Burke Show.
You are indeed listening to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke, and we are on another team. Oh, yeah, jippy. We are on, we're on coloured, and I mean rock songs with colour in the title. Not anything else, not anything nefarious, so please don't start complaining. And if you want to complain to someone, complain to don'tgiveafuck.com. It's don'tgiveafuck.com. It's all the one word. Check it out. Yes, anyway, you are listening to me, Liam Burke Show. And because I'm a painter, I'm deciding to play all songs with colours in them. And that is why that is. And that particular track there, Mr. Brownstone, was for young Frankie McLaughlin. And before that, Yellow Ledbetter for Miss Tina McKenna. Now, I could have played Pearl Jam's Black. I didn't. Because of a few songs with Black in it, so I decided not to play that one. I decided to play Yellow Ledbetter. Equally, I'm going to play this one for you, and this is from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. No, it's not I Love Rock and Roll, for a change. It is, of course, Crimson and Clover. There you go, that was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Crimson and Clover. Not the usual one you hear from Joan when you're listening to this show, anyway. But you could hear anything here, you know. And anyway, this week's theme is because we're playing songs that have colour in them. So, to do with my job as a painter. See how inventive I was. It took me all of about 3 seconds to think about what I was going to do for this week's show. And there you go. A lot of work and 3 seconds out of my day. Which is unbelievably that I had to take for 3 seconds. That's the worst part of it. Anyway, time for more great classic rock with colour in it. And it is, of course, Neil Young and After the Gold Rush. And then we've got some more comedy.
Well, I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming, and the archers split the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on the breeze. On the run in the 1970s. Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s. I was lying in a burned out basement with the full moon in my eyes. I was hoping for replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie.
Not a homosexual. Piss off. Are there any gays in? Has anyone heard of gays? Has anyone killed a gay? Anyone know? No, I'm actually bisexual, which means you're all at risk. Particularly you. It's a confusing thing, bisexuality. This is demonstrated by this beautiful thing. This is from a college application form in America. And this is the sexual orientation section of the college application form. These are the options. You've got bisexual at the top, which I'm pleased about there. Then gay man, gay woman / lesbian, just in case you weren't sure what a gay woman is. Heterosexual / straight. Then other, which could be, I don't know, pizzas, that kind of thing. And then Chinese, that's there. That's an option. Do you come out as Chinese? You go, Mum, Dad, I'm Chinese. We always knew we loved noodles. I mean, it's confusing, isn't it? Presumably what happened is so many people put Chinese in the other bit that went, well, we've got to give it its own tick box, it's so popular. There's billions of them. Yeah. I'm not very masculine, you've probably noticed that by now. I met the most masculine person I've ever met recently. He's called Clive. He's my personal trainer in the gym. And that's not the funny part. He's so masculine, like muscular. He's got one of those cone necks and he sort of walks a bit funny. And he says things like, I could lift a car. Nobody asked you to. Fuck off, right? Cars move themselves. You've wasted your life. He tries to belittle me at all times, right? We went for the first meeting and he went, sir, you want to bang more chicks. Luckily, I can make that happen for you. I just want to learn how to use a cross trainer, Clive. And I'm quite happy banging humans, thank you very much. He says ridiculous things all of the time, like, oh, I've got to stay in shape. What shape is that? You look like you're trapped in a wine glass for the first thing. Ridiculous. There's certain regimes I'm on as well, certain foods that I can't eat. I said to him, I said, can I have alcohol? He went, no. Do you think I got to where I am today by drinking alcohol? I was like, no, you got to where you are today, Clive, by failing your exams. We went swimming, right? He said that I swim like a queer, right? Apparently I was doing jazz hands as I went over. I didn't realise. Either that or the sequin speedos, one of the two. And I asked him, I said, why are you so muscular? Why have you done this? Because it's obviously taken him a lot of effort. And he said, I like to know I can handle myself in a fight. And I thought about this. I thought, I'm 25. I have never been in a fight. I think I would be unlucky to be in one, maybe two fights in my entire life. So he is preparing himself for something that might never happen. He's chafing every time he moves for something that might never happen. That's like me wearing a beekeeper's outfit 24/7. Just going, I like to know I can handle myself in a swarm of bees. It's never going to happen. I do like to go shopping quite a lot. Do you like shopping? Do you enjoy it? Yeah, I like it. You like it up there. You bloody love it, don't you? I like to go shopping. I never buy anything. I just like to destroy the lives of the people that work in the shops. Right. The best one I've ever done, this is beautifully simple. I went into an Emporio Armani with a British sausage roll, right? Watch the panic. Oh, my God, right? Because the British sausage roll, British, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? British sausage roll is one part pork to 99 parts dust, right? Pastry dust. And the woman came up to me. First thing she said was, don't make any sudden movements, right? It's a pasty, not a bomb, right? And I said, I'll eat it when I leave. She said, no, you must leave immediately. The smell will get into the fabric, right? Smell doesn't transfer that quickly. Otherwise, all of the clothes in there would smell like smug dickheads. It's just not how it works, is it, right? And I said, I just want to look at the shirts. And she said, well, I'll look after that. So now my sausage roll had a legal guardian, right? Put it in a creche for some McDonald's or something, I don't know. And I was walking around looking at the shirts and she really hated me. She was staring at me as I went round. And I found a shirt that I liked and I took it to the counter and she said, are you going to buy that? And I said, yes. And she said, well, before I forget. And she got the sausage roll off the side. But because she was angry, she did it too quickly and it spun out of the bag. Literally spun, pissing flakes everywhere, right? Like a boomerang with psoriasis, right? All over the shirt, all over me. She made a noise that was unusually low. She went... I was in shock, sort of looked down at the shirt, brushed the flakes off, inspected it, and I just went, the smell has got into the fabric, and stormed out. Bless you. That's so lovely. Smashing. Thank you. Thank you for your kindness. I got caught out in Subway sandwiches recently. In England, the slogan at Subway sandwiches is where winners eat. I like that because you only need to look at the people in Subway to know they have quite a fluid definition of the word winner, don't they? Most of the people in there can't win custody of their own kids, so I don't know what they're winning. I ordered a salad and a bottle of water because I'm a gangster and brap brap and all that. And the girl on the counter, she said, oh, there's a deal on. If you get a cookie with this, the whole thing is cheaper than if you didn't get the cookie. I was like, well, I don't want a cookie because I'm trying to be healthy, hence why I'm having a salad. So can I not have the cookie but still have the deal? She went, no, you have to have the cookie. Otherwise, when I count the cookies later, there'll be a discrepancy. I don't want this cookie. What am I going to do with this cookie? And she said, why don't you give it to somebody in the street? I was like, who does that to run a cookie? Like, you mental. So I don't want this cookie. I was like, do you want the cookie? And she went, oh, are you sure? I've never been more sure of anything in my life. Have the cookie. She's like, what sort of cookie would you like? It's like, what sort of cookie would you like? She's like, I can't decide, you have to decide for me. So I was now trying to guess, so I was looking at the cookies, I was like, do you like white chocolate chips? And she went, no, I don't like white chocolate chips. So I was like, do you like M&Ms? And she went, yeah, I quite like M&Ms. So I said, I'll have an M&M cookie, please. And she went, oh, good choice. She tried to give it to me. I was like, why are you giving it to me? It's yours. You have to give it back to me as a gift. That's the law. I was like, that's not a law. I took the cookie and I paid for it and I held it in my hand. I thought, you've wasted my time here. So I left with the cookie. You've been amazing. I've been Jay Larson. See you soon.
Hey, this is Gold Dust. Gold Dust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this ODB, Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit, Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
The Liam Burke Show.
Jesus.
There you go, that was White Room from Cream. But I didn't realise what I'd done when I'd done that song. I'd done Cream and then White Room. But there you go, it wasn't meant to do that. Anyway, and before that, Joe Lycett with Winners Don't Eat at Subway. Subway is supposed to have more salt in it than 10 bags of crisps or 8 bags of crisps or whatever it is. So look, everything you do is wrong. Everything you don't do is wrong. Everything is wrong. If you want to get in contact with me on the Leanburg Show and pick maybe a theme that you want to do or something for Christmas even, if you have a little voicemail, maybe you'd like to leave a little voicemail, go to Facebook Messenger and leave me a voicemail of season's greetings or tell me to fuck off or whatever you want to do. Generally, go to Facebook and you can do that because I will have my few people that I have every year ready to go with my season's greetings that will be going out throughout the show over the next month. And I do hope you can stick around. Now, there is talk. I don't know how soon or how serious it is. There is talk that we were supposed to do a 70s, 80s or a rock night again in the one of the local pubs. And Noel, being that he was in now a hospital for a little while, decided we'd held back off on it. So maybe we do it at the end of January, you were saying. And then we were just getting to think, maybe, just maybe, we might do a New Year's Eve party in the local pub. We have yet to finalise everything. And I have to see if it's feasible because he has young kids. And just to see if it is feasible to do it, I would be quite happy to do it. And we want to try and do something that would have a bit of crack for the New Year's Eve. So look at this space and watch the space and see how it goes. We may get it done. And if you have any kind of little funny audio that you want to send, do send on Messenger. If you have any Christmas clips that you want to send through YouTube, let me know, send me the links. And if you want to do any season's greetings too, please, on Messenger, and I would do my best to play them here for you. Why not? Anyway, keep rolling on with the tunes, and here is another colour. It's Led Zeppelin with Travelling Riverside Blues.
Thank you. Elton and
Angus Young from AC/DC.
And you're listening to the man who's got the biggest balls of them all.
Ow-wee.
There you go, that was Sink the Pink from AC/DC. You nearly know it now by the time that that sting comes on where Brian Johnson and Angus Young says, you're listening to the man with the biggest balls. That's of course me. Who else would it be? Yes. And you have to excuse me for 1 second there, like cough. Yes. Coming near the madness of Christmas, I would like to get your input into the show. You have three or four weeks to play it, to get songs played, to get Christmas stuff thrown onto the show, comedy links that you might know about, good funny comedy links that you might know about Christmas, and I will do my best to play it here. And if you would like to send a greeting, why not get onto Messenger, get Liam Bourke, and then go and send a message in there, voice message in there. And if you choose to sing, go for it. But please, 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 if you could do that within the next week or two, and I'll get it together for the whole show. Because I've never got it together before. So I'm going to get it together for Christmas. No, I'm not. You cracked. Anyway, here is one of my favourites. And I kind of, when I decided to do the colour-themed show, I decided this had to go into it. And everyone knows that I followed this guy for a long time. Went to see him several times. Actually, it was because of him I seen The Doors and got into The Doors movie. I got into The Doors movie and went to see 50% of The Doors twice. And then I eventually, listened to all their music and have their music. And I'm a big fan of it. And it is, of course, Billy Idol with White Wedding. White Wedding from Billy Idol. I shouldn't be singing it out. Sorry about the shouting in the middle of it. Anyway, holy God. Yes, we're thinking about doing this this New Year's Eve party, so that could be on the cards, so do watch this space. Anyway, time for another track, and I was going to give you a Tin Lizzy track, right? Now, I'm not going to give you the regular one that everyone would play at this juncture, which would be Black Rose. So I won't do that. But instead, I'm going to play, if I had it set up, I would be a million times better. But anyway, let me just do that. But you're, again, like, you know this all along, that I'm not going to be ready for it. Anyway, it's a track called Black Boys on the Corner. And it is Tin Lizzy, and then we've got some comedy coming up.
What you do, man? I think I'll go on down the corner.
Day job. I teach intro to writing at USC. I hope that nobody here is affiliated with USC. If you are, keep everything I say a secret. I had one of the star football players in my class. I told the class they could write a story about anything. He wrote a story about wanting to fuck his teacher. Honestly, very nice. My name's Amy Silverberg. In that story, the teacher's name was Jamie Goldstein. Very close. In that story, he said that he wanted to have sex with the teacher on the handlebars of his bicycle. And that afterwards, she would like it very much and feel fulfilled. I was like, you took the teacher's pleasure into account. B plus, baby, right? Not everybody does. You have to reward them when they do. I look young, so the female students always email me really familiarly in like lowercase letters. One of my students emailed me. She goes, "Dear Amy, I won't be coming to class today. I took the morning after pill and I don't feel well. Dot, dot, dot. You know how it is." I was like, "Why do I know? Of course I know how it is." I was like, "Stay home. I use the NuvaRing. It's very confusing. Comes out on the dick half the time like a hula hoop. We're still figuring it out, you know? I got a fan letter. I got my first fan letter. Yes, thank you. Thank you. It wasn't from stand-up. It was because I published a story in a magazine, and a man emailed me through my website, and he said, "I just want to let you know that that story you wrote kept me up at night, especially the scene where the woman's in the kitchen. Wow." And I wrote back, and I said, "Thank you so much for saying that." And then he wrote back, "Can I come on your tits?" What an elaborate troll. This guy read my fiction. People don't read. He analyzed it. So I wrote back and I said, "It's May I come on your tits." Because you got to get the grammar correct. I myself went to a big party college. Yes, yes. I went to UC Santa Barbara. I used to have a friend at that time who would get so drunk, she would come home, take out a frozen waffle, be too drunk to put it in the toaster, go up to her top bunk, put it in between her hot thighs, and eat it like that, partially defrosted. This friend's now 30. I reminded her of this. She goes, "Oh yeah, the waffle trick?" I still do that sometimes on the way to work. I was like, "That's so deranged. You could eat a protein bar. You could intermittent fast." And she said, "I like to eat the Eggo from in between my Legos." Which is such a good motto. I was like, "You gotta keep doing that." I'm of the age where I'm going to a lot of bachelorette parties. I don't know if anybody here has been to a bachelorette party. Yes, good. Last one I went to, we played this game where we asked the future husband a bunch of questions, recorded his responses, and then in real time asked the future wife, see if their answers matched up. The questions were like, "Where's the craziest place you had sex?" or "When did you know you were in love?" We asked her, "What's your deepest, darkest secret?" She said, "Well, this is incredibly embarrassing, but I know that this is what he would have said, so I'll just say it. I like having my nipples played with and sucked." "That's your deepest, darkest secret?" She goes, No. She says, "I'm afraid that when I have a baby, it's going to nurse, and I'm going to get turned on and come." We said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Then we played her future husband's response on the monitor. He goes, "Her deepest, darkest secret. She once had Jack in the Box 5 nights in a row." Said, "Please don't tell anyone." All right, I'm going to leave you guys with one more. Have any of you been skydiving? It's great. I went skydiving for the first time recently. When you go skydiving for the first time, you get attached to someone. I was attached to someone very tall. When he saw me, he said, "Oh, good, I like him small." So I was like, "This is great. This can't go wrong." I was then attached to his dick. When he walked, my legs flailed in the air. Then we sat in the plane for what felt like a lifetime. And he whispered into my ear, "You'd make a great jockey." Not the worst compliment a man has ever given me. Right before he jumped out, he goes, "Do you want regular or extreme?" I was like, "I want regular, you fucking loon. I've never been skydiving before." So then he jumped out, me attached, proceeded to give me a tour of his hometown of Lompoc, California. Wind rushing through his hair. He's like, "That's the Cheesecake Factory where I met my girlfriend. That's the park where she fucking broke up with me. That's my duplex. I have a roommate. We get a pretty good deal. We have a balcony. We grill out, weather permitting." Then when we landed, he goes, "Oof, I barely felt you. That's why I like them small. I feel as though I'm on my own." This guy gave a tour to himself.
"To get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can leave."
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Lean Bork Show.
What did you ever? 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 What did you ever wake up with the book rocks up on your mind? Did you ever wake up with that book rocks up on your mind? You had to sit there and laugh, not just a human friend. We'll be right back.
Yeah. There you go. That was Rory Gallagher and Bullfrog Blues. Now, looking at some of the songs that I played this week and the colours that was in them, we had some black, we had some yellow, we had some brown, we had some crimson, we had some gold, we had, what else have we got? White, we had blues, pinks, what else? Oh, what else we got? Black. Yeah, we had black. And we've got some more still to come before the end of the show. And if you liked to get your selection of songs played, themed or unwise, otherwise, why not let me know at leanworkshow.com, at guitarstoney1969@gmail.com, at Facebook, Instagram and Spotify. You can get me on them. Now, here is another pink track coming at you on this... on this November day. And it is, of course, John Mellencamp, or John Cougar Mellencamp, or whatever you want to call him, John Cougar, or John Mellencamp, or Pink Houses, and that's the name of the song, actually. Here is John Mellencamp with Pink Houses.
Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Hold my Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you. Damn right.
Bit of brown sugar in the Liam Burke Show. Teamed painting colours in rock. And that's what it is this week. I have teamed it to coincide with the job I do, which is a painter. And I've put in rock songs with colours in them. And you've heard browns, pinks, yellows, blacks, blues all in there. And we've one more before we finish up this week. But if you'd like to get in contact, why not hit me up on guitarstony1969@gmail.com, leanburkshow.com, Facebook leanburkshow. You can get me Instagram, Spotify and Castbox. And maybe leave a voice message on Messenger if you can. And let me introduce you and add you into the Christmas. Leave a season's greetings on the Christmas show. If you want to be a grumpy bastard, go for it. If you want to be a sound person, go for it too. I'll do my best to play them all throughout the month of December, which is only next week. And because it's the end of the month now, and we have Black Friday, Black Friday, I'm going to finish up with a tune by Steely Dan called Black Friday. And I'm going to say to you now, goodbye to you. Good luck to you. See you all next week in December when the madness starts. Even though the madness is probably here the whole year round with me anyway. But hey, yes, next week is December. It is the C word. I'm not mentioning it till then. It's just the C word. But yesterday was one of the busiest days of the year called Black Friday. And of course, I'm finished now with a Steely Dan track called Black Friday. Liam Burke signing off on The Liam Burke Show. Till next week, folks, take it easy. Adios and good luck. Yeah.